Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Gary Pellett.
Thank you, LaVon. Thanks for having us here.
And we're gonna talk to Gary first, and then we'll say good morning to Rick Pellett. So, we hope that everybody already knows the words Fly Iowa and that they're planning on big things to do on Saturday. But, Gary, you're going to start with kind of giving us a rundown of what's happening this Saturday at the Atlantic Airport.
Okay, yeah. Like you said, I hope everybody is tuning in here about the event we're having at the Atlantic Airport. It will begin Saturday morning, probably around 8 o'clock for the public. LaVon, actually, I would assume that we'll probably have fly-in aircraft. It'll be in much sooner than that, but the actual public flight brunch will be at 8 o'clock, and we invite all the people from Atlantic to come out. Before I forget it, I want to make sure we let everybody know this is a free event. People can just drive in and enjoy the activities at the airport and the show.
But probably not the food? Is the food
no,
free?
No, the food will be charged for the food. That's correct. Exactly. So, and there'll be some, but the gate entrance, those type of things, is free for people to come.
Yeah.
And so after the brunch or during the brunch, there will also be at 8:30 a pilot seminar. We call it the Wings Program. It's a proficiency type safety seminar for pilots that fly in and or drive in and would like to participate in. It's put on by AOPA and the FAA, and so that'll be an event for the pilots to attend. Then that runs till about 10:30. Now, during the breakfast time, anyone that's finished breakfast can walk around the grounds and view the static displays that are all through the airport there. The main event will start at 11 o'clock. That will be the flying air show. We have several great acts and some neat people here that will be a part of that. The air show will probably last a couple hours. And then after the air show, all the static displays, the foods, the food vendors, all those things will be opened up again. And the public would want to view all those displays, all the different kinds of aircraft that will be parked out there, and then possibly have a little something more to eat.
All right. Well, a couple of more questions I have, but we're going to change to Rick here because you've mentioned the static exhibits. Those are the ones that aren't flying around. Those are on the ground. And how much space? I mean, give us an idea. You got a couple of things coming or you have a couple hundred?
Well, we've got about 30 static displays coming all the way from new airplanes and airplane suppliers of parts and avionics types of equipment that would go into airplanes. We have World War II airplanes. We've got an A-26 attack bomber that's probably our premier display that's coming in, and it will be available for kids and people to actually get up close to, touch, crawl in the cockpit. Bomb bay doors will be open for display at the time. They can pop their head up in there and take a look at those. We have a vintage aircraft flying in that will be on display. We're going to have a 1942 Myers Biowing that's going to come in and several others that will be available for static display. We've got a large World War II military display that's being presented by Mike Howard. He's bringing his personal collection down. There's going to be
Jeeps? Are there Jeeps? I mean, are there non-airplane things here?
Non-airplanes, yep. No, we've got Jeeps, Weasels, World War II ambulances, a small tank, an airborne dozer, all sorts of things that he has in his personal collection he's bringing down. We've got several aviation museums from around the state that are going to be represented with some of their historical things that they have in their museum that they're going to bring down and show for us. We've got miscellaneous novelty items, aviation jewelry, that type of stuff for sale, for sale and for show. Food vendors, kid zone, just keeps going on, LaVon.
Well, it's all pretty exciting. And, you know, we see a lot of the military things on TV and in the news and so on. But this way we get up close and personal. You know, and some of them, you know, mentioned you actually can touch. Maybe not everything, but a lot of things you can actually
touch.
That's right.
There are some of them that this A-26 specifically, they make that available for the public. There will be some of the vintage airplanes that will be have the kids walk around with their hands behind their back. Maybe they won't be able to crawl on them, but they'll be able to certainly get up close and take a nice close look at them.
Now, Rick, I want you to tell people how, when and how you got involved with all of the things in the air.
Well, you threw that one at me.
Yeah, I know. When did you get interested in flying?
I got interested in flying as a young man because of my uncle Bruce Pellet that was in the training aspect in World War II down in Texas. But I was never able to actively do it myself till I was back home and started my farming career. In my spare time, I started working on all my ratings and eventually became a corporate jet pilot and have done that for the last 15 years and flown all around the world, Juan.
All around the world, yes. I was going to ask that. And lots of hours there. And I'm sure you've met interesting people and been to interesting places. Well, and now here you are back farming again.
There we go. Just comes right back around.
Yes, but still very interested and involved in flying and all those things related.
Well, it's fun to be back in the Atlantic area and actively involved in this project. It's a great project, and we're glad to see it here. And as our conversation while we were sitting out front waiting to start this program, we were discussing that this is the first time a live air show of this size or of any size has been at the Atlantic Airport. So we've had flight breakfasts, and we've had other fly-in events, but an actual air show, first time of, to our knowledge, we've had one at the Atlantic Airport, so it's kind of special.
Not likely to have one just real soon again. So, Gary, a couple things I wanted to visit with you about. One is I understand there's a special exhibit place called Heritage and Homecoming.
Yeah, that's the theme of our Fly Iowa show this year, LaVon. It sets us apart from a lot of other Fly Iowas that's been across the state of Iowa in the years past. So we're calling us Heritage and Homecoming. Heritage is the people that in this surrounding area here, Cass County and southwest Iowa, that have touched and worked in aviation in their life, whether they went through the Atlantic Airport or just flew in here or whatever. But if they have aviation background and heritage, we're asking them to participate by sending a biography and of their aviation experiences.
Okay, this is all happening on Saturday, so they need to get on the ball.
Well, it's happening, and we have a lot of them. We've sent out letters for the last 4 months, 5 months. These people that we've sent letters to are responding. We have a large number of them back so far. And then at the show, there will be a room there. We call it the conference room, where each one of these bios will be displayed, and people can go in that room and see other people's names and their accomplishments mm-hmm. over the years. And so there's been some very interesting ones back, came back to us that describe some really, really interesting aviation background in a lot of people. We also will have a reception on Friday evening where those folks' bios will be presented there also, and they can get a chance to talk to one another and visit about their aviation heritage and their experiences over the last many years. So.
Will any of them be there with the display?
They might be. They'll all be identified with a name tag. So if you're out there at the show and you see a person with a name tag that says Heritage and Homecoming on it, you know that they are part of the Heritage activity, and they're there because of the homecoming.
Okay.
And so we'll expect them to be there.
Now, before we started here, you were telling me about one that I think I had no idea, and I don't know if you've heard back from Mr. Clover or not.
Yes, we have. That happens to be an individual that grew up north of Atlantic, Jack Clover, part of the lunar lander craft that NASA put together. He was a very decorated and accomplished military pilot for many years, and I was relating to LaVon that the bio says that he actually came back to Atlantic Airport one time to pick up in an airplane, a large twin-engine airplane, a buggy history of his past, and he had a couple astronauts with him at the time that he came back. So it's a small world. We sure find a lot of interesting ones, and that's just one example. There'd be a lot to read there, and a lot of people will really enjoy seeing these bios from different people.
I'm sure other people that people who are here knew, who probably they had no idea that they had that kind of background or the experiences they had. So that's a, that was a great idea. I mean, was Gary, was that your
no.
idea?
No. Well, it was a committee's idea.
Yeah,
to figure out what set us apart from the rest of the state. So.
And when you say the committee's job, because you've had many, many people involved here, but there is kind of an overall group, the Iowa Aviation Promotion Group, that's kind of holds all this together?
That's a group of pilots and enthusiasts and businesses and people in the state of Iowa have formed this group, and it's in Ankeny, Iowa, and their executive director is Chuck McDonald, and they're the persons that kind of guide us and help us to put on Fly Iowa, no matter what show it is, what year it is.
Rick, one thing we did not mention here, again, this is all happening this Saturday at the Atlantic Airport, but where are they going to find the static displays? I mean, obviously, they probably can't miss it, but kind of where in the location of the airport?
Well, compared to a lot of the bigger airports, Atlantic has a relatively small concrete, or what we call a ramp area. That's where some of the bigger displays will be, right when you come outside the terminal on the aircraft side, not the street side. And our larger displays will be there. The military display, the tanks and stuff like that will be off in the grass a little bit north of the building. It'll all be relatively close together, and then the air show will be on the new north-south long runway, so that's a little bit more of the west end of the field. And later on the day, as people move over there, there'll be even some more displays over around that area for them to see.
So that's all this Saturday. If you want to come out early and have breakfast, 8 o'clock, and the air show starts at
11.
So don't want to miss it. It's sort of almost a once-in-a-lifetime. If you're in the area, it may not be back here in real soon. So come on out to the airport. The weather's supposed to be great. And we want to thank you, Rick Pellett and Gary Pellett, for coming in to visit with us about this. And until next time, here's a thought. There is no strength without unity.